Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Perhaps you've heard today about these mysterious seeds arriving from China to various parts of the US and the UK, and that it's being called a potential bioterrorism attack because we don't know what those seeds are, and so officials are warning people don't plant those potentially bioterroristic seeds. There's a lot here to unpack, and I will contend this evening that this is actually absolutely part of a larger agenda, and furthermore, this is a false flag operation, believe it or not, to take control over seeds and keep people from growing their own food. We saw them try and ban sales of seeds in the early days of the pandemic, and we saw that that didn't work. And so they're obviously trying a different tack now. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast.
Well, most people, they don't make much of it. They look at the package, they throw it away, they go about their day. But the state says that is not what you should do. They want to investigate.
Yes, the state wants to investigate. It gets better.
This woman says she didn't remember ordering anything from China. The label said earrings, but something else was inside.
Well, obviously they're not jewelry. And I opened them up and they were seeds.
But why would there be mislabeled seeds from
packages.
China in her mailbox?
And in my dad?
She didn't think much of it at first. Then she found out this is something the State Department of Agriculture is investigating seriously. And she got some stern advice.
Just don't throw them in the garbage. Don't plant them. Don't touch them.
Plants and seeds in Utah are regulated strictly, which is why agents with Customs and Border Protection could also become involved in the investigation.
All right, so let's take a look at this story from a few different levels. First of all, this did start happening in the UK first. Horticulturalists there were immediately warning people, don't plant these seeds in your garden. They could be invasive species. They could be genetically modified. This could be bioterrorism. The word started getting thrown around from the get-go. This week, it started happening in the US as well. In Utah and Virginia were among the first to start getting reports where people would post on social media, hey, I got these weird earrings that were actually seeds from China. And then hundreds of other people would say, yeah, me too. What's going on here? So as this extended throughout the United States, more reports came in. Consistently, though, the state agencies were there to warn residents through the local media outlets, don't plant these seeds. This is dangerous. They're using that word. This is dangerous to plant these. Again, it could be an invasive species that wipes out, completely changes our ecosystem. Or these could even be weaponized, something or other GMO foodstuffs that will wipe out our food supply. This could be agricultural bioterrorism. And I wanted to point out, I've heard from people since talking about this on Twitter, at twitter.com/iceagefarmer. I've heard from a number of people that have actually received these packets themselves, which tells you it's pretty widespread. It's kind of remarkable just to put that out there and then hear from people that are getting these seeds in their mailbox right now. This gentleman is in Culver City in Southern California, which means California is now on the list of states as well. But also notably, the media has jumped into action. Even the national media, like the New York Times here, I think it's noteworthy that not only did all of these major media mouthpieces pipe up, but even Snopes decided that this was something, for whatever reason, worthy of their trash site to tell people that, yes, this is actually going on. They say, it's a mixture. This is really going on. People are really getting seeds from China, at least according to the return address. But we don't know. We don't know why. That part's not known. And then the alt media as well has been hopping on this. Zero Hedge even uses this word. Is this agricultural warfare? Which coincidentally means we really are now. 2020 really has seen the demarcation of food wars. Welcome to it. All right, so let's talk about this story. Every time these state officials come out here, it's saying, please bring, as you heard in the initial report, please don't even touch them. They could be contaminated. They could be dangerous. This is very dangerous. These unknown seeds from a source we don't know. Seeds are dangerous. This is consistently the message that's going on. And so there's the question, this is a valid question, is this part of an actual attack on our food system? Are these seeds somehow varieties of different plants that are programmed to go in and destroy off the natural genetics that we use for feeding ourselves here? You know, are these food weapons? It's a crazy thing to think about. I don't think so, though. And as I sort of have already intimated, what I do think is going on is if you look at the messaging consistently coming out of the mainstream media that has rushed to talk about this, all of the local media coverages, even Snopes, and now the alt media, all of them are unified in that they present these unknown seeds as a scary thing. They could be invasive or dangerous or poisonous or God knows, who knows whether. There is a theme here, and that theme is don't plant the seeds if you don't know where they come from. And it sets the stage. This is the early days of this script that lays the path, creates the foundation for them. As they said, the government wants to be involved. The government really wants to be involved in creating a registry of seeds that are acceptable to plant, that you don't have to be afraid of. Here's the okay ones. And that, again, as with always with registration, that means that they will eventually take total control over the seed market. You will not be allowed to plant any seeds that aren't, you know, from select breeders and distributors, Johnny's. Think of big catalogs like this, but if it's not there, you can't get seeds. Certainly, you can't sell seeds that you save yourself because they are off this list of seeds that we consider safe for our food system. And in this modern era of pandemics and bioterrorism and unknown seeds coming in the mail, you know, you got to ask questions like, well, we're just going to have to take control of what seeds you can plant. So ladies and gentlemen, that's really just the high-octane speculation that I wanted to deliver while this is still a developing story. A lot of people are talking about this and thinking about this, and I wanted to inject that as a potential thing to think about. A lot of people need to explore this avenue because absolutely, as you know from watching this, the Ice Age Farmer channel, there is an attack on our food system and our ability to grow food, and saving seeds, as I've often said, is a primary weapon against this bid for total control over our food system. Because when you grow food like this dude, I'm not just talking here, I grew this dude, you can tell because I'm actually proud of it, I'm showing it off here, I grew this dude, it's from one seed, it's got hundreds now of this Hopi pale gray squash. These things are amazing, they keep for over a year, so you can grow a ton of them and have a battery of food throughout the year. There's no need to worry about what you're going to eat when you start growing food that keeps for a long time, that you can store like that. But if you can't save the seeds, if I can't send you the seeds, share them with my neighbors, order them from heirloom seed distributors online. If all of a sudden Hopi seeds are scary because they don't, you know, they're not from Syngenta or Monsanto, they're outside the legally acceptable range, well, it's going to get harder to grow our food. We're looking more at using Terminator seeds and the GMO crap that produces food that's non-nutritive. You see where this is going, right? This is part of the agenda for total control over the food supply. These are the early days of a developing story, and it's late at night. So I'm going to leave it there at a high-octane speculation, but absolutely, let's keep an eye on this because I have a feeling we can see where this narrative is going, and it involves total control over the seeds, which is part, a necessary component of the strategy of total control over our food supply. Ladies and gentlemen, get out there, grow some food, save the seeds, and send me some. Send seeds to everybody. We all need to be saving seeds and creating robust genetics so that these seed companies don't take total control and then tell us that everything else is dangerous, because that's what's being done right now. Thanks for watching. Thanks for spreading the word. Be well, folks.